Chapter 3. Trading Places. Billy Ray Valentine got a crash course in stewardship. He was the fictitious street beggar in the film Trading Places, who experienced an overnight reversal of misfortune. Millionaire brothers Randolph and Mortimer Duke theorized that they could take an underprivileged hoodlum like Billy Ray and transform him into a productive part of their investment empire. They gave him new clothes, a new home, a chauffeur-driven limousine, a butler, and a prestigious position at their firm. At first, Billy Ray didn't get it. When the Duke brothers gave him a tour of his lavish new townhouse in uptown Philadelphia, Billy Ray was covertly stuffing his pockets with anything that wasn't nailed down. Randolph tried to explain that the whole place belonged to him now, but Billy Ray saw the situation through a different lens. He came from a world of financial fear. He was afraid if he didn't seize the opportunity to meet his own needs, he might go hungry. And the Duke brothers' explanations of pork bellies and commodities futures went right over his head. So, Billy Ray was focused on whatever loot he could get his hands on. Cuban cigars, fistfuls of chocolates, and gold-plated trinkets that could be traded at the local pawn shop. It was the only way he knew how to operate. Eventually, Billy Ray caught on. He began to trust what the Dukes were saying, and he realized that he no longer had to fear hunger. Before long, he began to shift his focus away from his basic needs and onto the task of managing the affairs of Duke and Duke. Once his perspective changed, he actually became a valuable employee. I can't help thinking that many Christians are a lot like Billy Ray Valentine. God wants to entrust vast portions of his empire into our care, not for our personal consumption, but to be sown for his kingdom work. He wants capable managers to handle his affairs, distribute his wealth, and spread his message. But do we really get it? The statistics about our giving levels suggest we don't. We're surrounded by God's vast riches and his lavish promises to meet all our needs. He has given us a simple task, to be good stewards of his resources, leveraging his wealth for kingdom gains. But somehow it seems to go...